From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado College and the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center have finalized a merger that will result in the full integration of the center into college operations. The alliance comes with a four-year transition period that starts with the college assuming management of the FAC in September. As part of the merger, CC will dedicate more than $20 million of its endowment for the center, and the FAC's current $13 million endowment will continue to be managed by the center's foundation. Public meetings begin in September to help kick off a year of planning. Colorado College is KRCC's licensee. Members of the energy industry, policymakers, and elected officials are gathering in Denver this week for the annual Rocky Mountain Energy Summit. Benza Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Potential anti-fracking initiatives that could go before voters this fall are on everyone's mind. Even if they don't make the ballot, members of the energy industry say they have to do a better job of educating the public about energy development. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Daryl Glenn briefly spoke to attendees on Wednesday. He says opposing local control is counterintuitive to his values.
You know, as a conservative, we want limited government. We want government down to its local level. And this is the one time where you're actually arguing against the fact that there are some unintended consequences when you empower the local government too much because of what it can do.
The summit is also covering a host of topics from innovative technologies to academic studies and the future of the energy business. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
This is KRCC News.